This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always under the oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy, where we are every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Frederica Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
How are we feeling today?
Feeling pretty good. I thought practice pretty good today. And we got out of that game Friday night with the W. I don't know how we pulled it off. kids battled through and answered the call. So that was what was great about it.
Yeah, there are a handful of games in the long history of Frederica Academy football that stand out. There's the Long County game, there's the regular season John Village game in 2018, the very first state championship, which you weren't here for, but still it's one of those ones that stands out. I really think that this past Friday night, the 24-21 victory over the Tift Area Academy Panthers, I really think that's going to be another one of those games that we talk about, like, immediately everybody knows which one we're talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. I see people pulling in, dropping their kids off at school this week, and they're all like, "Coach, that was the greatest football game. Like, that was, oh my, I watched every single play." You know, and most of the time we're just talking, and it was like, they're like, "Such a great game." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, you fans were great. The atmosphere was awesome." You know, and that's, you know, so now that's expectation. So, you know, we should get those fans. They need to be here. I commend them for coming out and cheering us on. And that was a big part of the game Friday night. I think kids fed off of that. I mean, as soon as they blew the inadvertent whistle, besides about 25, you know, people wanting to get thrown out for wanting to punch the referee in the throat. But other than that, you know, the crowd really got into it at that point. And, you know, I think that was huge for our kids. And the kids played really, really well, and they fed off the crowd. And, you know, we had a lot of young kids out there that hadn't really been in that spot, in that whole situation. And I thought our guys did a really, really good job Friday night of just – playing and battling. And, you know, we made some mistakes here and there, but we recovered and we continued to battle and made some adjustments at halftime that gave us an advantage. And I thought our kids just responded and did a great job.
All right, just in case anybody has not heard it yet, I'll go ahead and give you another opportunity to explain what in tarnation happened on the opening kickoff. It was an absolutely beautiful kick, by the way. But
yeah, it was illegal. We found that out after the fact. Don't always ask ChatGPT what about the rule on there. It's not up to date quite yet. It's got to hit the ground one time. But then there's another rule since you can't drive the ball into the ground to make the ball bounce straight up in the air. So that's where we were like, wait a minute. So we just pooch it. We're going to be okay. And so we actually practiced it all week. And then we called it steal one because we were just wanting to steal a possession. And I thought – like I said the other night, Mary Ford, we're going through walkthrough on Friday here right before we get ready to go out. And she's not even here because she's at calculus tutoring. And I'm like, okay. And so we go out there and we didn't make it happen. Johnny didn't hit JC yet on it. And so when we got out there and she kicked it perfect. I mean, it was absolutely perfect. The only reason we even thought about it was we were kicking the balls off sideline and she kicked one like Coach Juergen was standing like 12 yards right past the stick. And she just kicked it right in his arms over and was like, "Wait a minute, you do that again?" And she did it like two or three times. We're like, okay, we're going to steal one, JC. Get over here. Catch this ball right here and just catch it and step out of bounds. And worked out great, but it was a penalty. But the penalty that they marked off was wrong. So they knew about half the rule, which is about, you know, about par for the course. So they knew half of it. Tiff should have got the ball at the 48 or 49-yard line, or we had to kick the ball 5 yards.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Maybe get her to kick, like, you know, another 2 yards further inbounds and just have JC there ready to catch it on that first bounce.
Yeah, that's, you know, she was talking about that. That's what she's, I mean, Can't tell everybody everything, but
that's not like anybody listens to this. I'm teasing.
We got a few trick plays on special teams that she's really good at doing on the kickoff and everything else. So she's a phenomenal kicker, to go out there and do those things that she can do. And like I told her there the other day, like, hey, I want to kick the guy, just kick him in the chest. And she's like, oh, I might hurt him. I was like, I don't really care if you do, just kick him in the chest so he can get a ball, you know. And so
say it again, football is not supposed to tickle.
So she's been talking about kicking, doing some things with the kickoff, and hopefully we can pull off a few more little surprises for everybody.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. You mentioned a little while ago about how many younger kids stepped up Friday night. I think the biggest one of those, we have to talk about the king, Braxton Sykes, with his first start at quarterback, and what an amazing job he did.
Braxton did a good job having to play both sides of the ball, all the plays. I mean, he was the holder. He was on kickoff. He was on punt. He was on – I mean, I don't know if he came off the field at all on anything, and so he started cramping up, but I thought he did a good job of just keeping it moving, keeping the flow, don't let anybody get down, whatever, on offense. And at times, he started cramping up. We had to go with Jaden. I thought Jaden come in, did a good job. But our younger guys, when we talk about it, I thought – Cannon Schlegel came in and played, did a great job. I mean, he grew up tremendously on Friday night, and then Hudson Carter was on the field.
How many times did I say his name Friday night?
I don't know. At one point, we were on the sideline, like, good Lord, he's Superman tonight. He's making every play. So, I think he recovered two fumbles, created a fumble. Big night for him. And just watching him progress, he just kind of knows. He's got instincts, and that's something. Sometimes you can't coach that, just knowing where to be and how to get there. And he done a good job. I thought those guys, with Braxton at quarterback, we had some other freshmen have to go on the field and special teams. Anderson Hagfors, Jack Hoover was on the field, Colton Bennett was on the field. I'm probably leaving somebody out, but we had a bunch of kids that was out there and probably really, really wide-eyed, but they did a good job and they answered the call when we need them to. And you got to execute. I thought our special teams played well Friday night. We didn't give up any points on special teams. We flipped the field a couple times because literally, we didn't have a punter until like Wednesday, and we laugh. But JC was just actually kicking after practice on Tuesday, and we're like, "Oh, he needs to punt." And like, we put him in the punt, and then he acted like he was all nervous. I was like, "JC, just catch the ball and kick it." And then the first time he went to kick it, he took about 12 steps, and I thought he was gonna kick Gavin right in the butt. I was like, "Listen, you can't take that many steps, just one step kick, because your steps are like twice the size of everybody else's." So he did a really good job. He flipped the field and he put the ball, he kicks that ball. It's so high, it gets altitude up there, and it's just floating around. And I thought he did a great job punting, and our punt team did a good job covering, because as soon as it ricocheted off the guys, we recovered it every single time. So those guys getting down the field, Hudson and Cannon and them getting down the field and attacking that outside shoulder, was really important. They also knew that today, how vocal I was about getting down there today when they dropped the ball. So, it's an option that we can create a turnover, and they got to be there to make it happen.
More to come on the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lusab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lusab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo. 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. This segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Sobkia of Brunswick, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the walking wounded that is the 2025 Frederica Academy Knights football team. We had a lot of folks missing Friday night. How are we looking at the midpoint of this week?
We're pretty healthy injury-wise, but it's the flu now. That's the flu bug going around. We got about four or five guys. So I think we had six guys out today with flu, or I'm not going to say the C word, but the flu is what we're saying right now, or stomach virus. So apparently that's going around. But our guys, we had six guys out today, and thought we had pretty good practice. We had just enough to get through it. We had 22 out there, and everybody got every rep. So getting in shape, getting better.
All right. It looked like his body left his – or his spirit left his body for about 15 seconds there on the side.
On that long side. Right? Yeah. Just cramped up about that on the sideline going down there. He took a hit on his knee early in the game, had a little hyperextension, and then a little bit on the ankle. He had rolled earlier, so he played through it. He gutted it out and finished the game, picked off a pass and everything. So, had a long touchdown run, made another long run. So he battled through that. That's kind of, our expectation time. And now he's been sore a little bit this week, and I think today he really started opening up a little bit, felt a lot better. So hopefully by tomorrow he's up and running at about 100%. And Friday we get off the bus, he's ready to rock and roll. So he said he felt good. So, everybody else pretty much cramps and little bumps and bruises. But other than that, hopefully we're ready to go.
Stan Beverly clear concussion protocol yet?
He has cleared all protocols.
Excellent. Good to hear.
Asked him today how many hands I was holding up, and he was like, two. And I said, exactly right. And I was just walking back.
It's so strange how much things have changed in such a short period of time about concussions and all of that. So, but it's just part of the game.
You
gotta make sure that everybody stays healthy.
Gotta be healthy. You don't want anybody to get injured from something like that. So, he got cleared. He was feeling pretty good last week, but had one small or two small symptoms. So once he gets a zero on that test, he's good to go. And he came out with a zero, and he's been going through everything and been extra precautious with him.
All right. I think let's run down. I noticed that Jordan Rollins has been still running fairly well. He is getting a little bit more confidence in the leg or with the knee.
He's playing predominantly on defense today. He played a lot of offense too, some in scout, helped us out, and so, which was really good. And I told him that today. I thought that was kind of a turning point for him to go out there and help us, because I talked to him about maybe get him a rep or two offensively. If it's not running the ball, helping us somewhere right now where he's not thinking about getting tackled with that knee or anything, just playing sniffer back or something and giving us some reps to give some guys some breaks. He was open with it. He went out there today, and he even went in. Coach Jurgen plugged him in at guard on the scout team, and I thought he and JC and them were blocked well at times. So, putting them in down at the interior, and I thought they did a good job. So getting reps and helping us out, and that's big. And he'll get over it. More and more he goes, I think, mentally, he'll get better.
You are listening to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
One more bit about the Walking Wounded, and then we'll move on to taking a look at Friday's matchup. Jalen Baldwin. He missed the game as well. How's his status right now?
He's full go. He's been doing well. He was a little sore maybe Monday, but other than that, I think he's worked it out. He's full tilt. He's got full range. He's running, doing everything that he does. So, you know, our expectations: getting the ball, get him out there, and let him go make some plays and make it happen. You know, it's good to have all the guys back. You know, and not be limited and not so much on what we can do, but just trying to figure out ways to control the clock, to conserve legs, and do some things like that. So getting everybody back and then these guys playing, it just gave us a little bit more depth. We now can run guys on the field that have some experience, and it's big for us. You know, I know people don't think that about it, but getting these guys out here, they get confidence and they come away from it. And we can see that a lot this week in practice.
So this Friday night, Frederica heads back on the road, heading up to Macon, Georgia, the heart of Georgia, to take on Stratford Academy. And just from the looks at the results so far, we've got kind of our work cut out for us. Stratford now 3-0 on the season, all three games, 40-plus points on offense. Looks like it's a big running team. And this looks to be another test of the old metal here.
It will be. You got to go on the road. We've not taken a three and a half hour bus ride anywhere. You know, we're breaking it up during the day. We're going to leave here about 11:45, head up and go do a walkthrough, and then go eat, and then get back on the bus, and then head over into Macon. So, you know, for us, it's how well can we travel? How can we stay locked in? And, you know, it's just one of those things when you have to do those things with young kids. Got to get out and break it up a little bit, get everybody focused, and then get back in and go. And I think our guys will be – they're pretty used to it. We're used to traveling, you know, long ways when we play anyway. A lot of the time there's nothing really close by. We're 2 hours sometimes is our closest game. So, you know, you throw in an hour and a half, I think our kids will do well. We just got to, you know, stay locked in and go play. And like I said, Stratford, you know, put up 40 points in every game, I think. And, you know, they're a good team. They run the ball well. They got a good quarterback. He's very elusive. He throws the ball down the field really well. He got some good receivers, you know. But got confidence in our guys up front. I think our defensive front is pretty solid on the run right now. I think they've done a pretty good job. I think they held Tipped area to 73 yards or something, and they did a pretty good job Friday night of controlling the run game. So I just gotta just plug away, and hopefully offensively, you know, we can hit some big plays and get some shots down the field, and then, you know, run the ball ourselves.
Yeah, I know those were the big concerns that you had when we spoke at the beginning of the season about how difficult it's going to be able to give those linemen some rest and get them rotated out for a play or two. And obviously size is the biggest concern when you're trying to rotate in the freshmen.
But
as far as, you know, picking up the blocking and everything, how are the younger kids doing and being able to give them some relief so far?
I think they're getting there. You know, right now on defense, we're going with three guys down up front, and, you know, they roll in, and we got two or three guys that can roll in and give them a breather. So we're trying to get them off the field on defense some because most of them play offense too, so and we don't have a ton of backups right there. And then the guys that are backups, just like you said, are freshmen. And they're not there yet physically, you know, but our guys, they keep working and they're getting better and better every week. I've noticed that a little bit with our scout team. They're picking stuff up, understanding what we're doing, and, you know, getting everybody healthy, getting over this flu bug and things like that. You know, we're going to be limited in what we can do some things, but, you know, our guys have done a good job and they continue to do a good job.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Toke here with you as always in this segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. We'll go ahead and do this on the air too. I asked you during the break about how Jalen Simpson's doing, how he's settling into his new digs up in the frozen Northland.
He's enjoying it. He's on the practice squad, and he's doing well. You know, it's just a matter of time, I think, over, you know, if somebody gets injured, he'll be called in, get be put on the active roster. But he's doing good. He likes it up there, and he's enjoying it.
Third squad, he's not I know him. He's got that spirit. He's got that strength. This hasn't shaken him at all, has it?
No, he really enjoys it up there right now. Saw a thing there. I think Becky was showing it to me last week, the week before last on Instagram, where they were talking about going to the zoo and what was your favorite animal. And he was talking about penguins. They're really cool. And he made some jump as he was walking off. He made some jump and penguin sound and walked off. And I was like, "Yep, that's our guy right there." So, you know, I think he's doing good and he'll be okay. He's gonna battle and he'll eventually get on the field. And that's just the way it is. You know, the standard's a standard. You just gotta go keep working and. It's one of the things he's discovered about it. It's going to be, there ain't nothing easy about it, going through high school, college, and now professional level, but he'll make it.
He's got that Plankton mentality still, of course.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, so taking a look at the three scores or the three teams that Stratford has played so far, one is a team that we're very familiar with, and that's Pinewood Academy. Have you had a chance to, I know you don't generally look ahead, but from what you've seen, where is Pinewood on the scale this year?
Oh, they're pretty good. You know, I think they're young, reloading, but we got to be – that's a region game. So, and it's one of those – it's kind of a rivalry region game. You got to be ready to go play, and you're going to get their best shot. You got to be ready to take it. You got to go give your best shot. So, you know, I think right now, looking down the road, looking at, you know, Stratford for us has been the big focal point this week, and that's our biggest thing. So, you know, we worry about this week and stay zoned in on this week. We'll deal with next week and the week after that as we go. So if we can keep everybody healthy, we feel pretty good that we can make a run and make some noise.
Now, did they have a lot of seniors lost from last season, or is it still a pretty upper-class and heavy team?
Stratford lost a few, I think, on defense. I think they lost four, maybe five starters on defense, maybe three or four on offense. But, you know, I think that their big inside linebacker, number three, was really good. Their nose guard, 54, was really good. Those guys were seniors. They lost their defensive end, number 25. I thought he was really good. He played tailback some. So they lost one of the receivers that played free safety. He was a two-way guy, number two at corner. He graduated last year. So maybe I've listed more than that. They may have had more than that. And number five, an outside linebacker, too, that was really good. So they may have lost six or seven guys on defense. And they got a good team. They run a lot of slants and blitzes and try to get you confused and get penetration in the backfield and things like that. So we just got to pick up our assignments up front, know exactly who we got when we snap the ball, and go execute. And, you know, they may have a few injuries. I'm not sure who's out. So we have to see when we get going, because I noticed in the last game, number 88, who played snipper back for them, didn't play against Wilkinson County. So went back and looked, and so he may not be there, but we'll be okay. We just got to do our job offensively up front. But I think the game plan's pretty solid. You know, that's one of the things that I can say. We've done a good job, or I'll say the coaches have done a really good job in the last couple of weeks. Putting us in the position to make the plays and getting our kids prepared for it. You know, I thought last week you don't pull that off if you haven't gotten your kids. You know, if you didn't have, I think at one point we had like five contingency plans. If this happens, who goes here? And we were plugging it in during the week at practice, who could play what, and it paid off for us. You know, at one point I think we had Travis Garland at corner because we had guys that got cramps, and so we had actually practiced him at corner a little bit and told him what we needed to do, and he wasn't like he was thrown out there blind. So I thought the coach has done a good job with that.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk. I'm glad you brought up Garland. How refreshing of an addition to this team has he been? He's just basically come in and contributed right away.
Well, you know, he's got experience. He's a senior, got to come up here and get in, and he's really executed well. He comes in, he does everything we ask, he plays hard, he's been good. And Sam's his younger brother getting there, he's learning the ropes, and Sam plays a lot of special teams. So Travis has come in, and he's got that little bit of chip where he's been playing. He knows exactly what it's like to go out there and play on Friday night, and that's been a big plus for us. And we're just trying to get him to reading things in defense, because he's not playing a position that he played before he got here. And on offense, seeing it make some cuts. I think he had almost 75 yards last Friday carrying the ball on about 10 carries. So, you know, he's getting there. And I think that we continue to keep improving and improving. It'll all start to click. It's just taking a little time right now and get everybody acclimated to what we're doing. And the kids have done a really good job so far.
So he's adapting pretty well to playing on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think that might have been a challenge for a lot of guys that come over here. They're like, oh, this it won't be that hard. And then they get over here and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. This ain't all it was cracked up to be. Coach has got us out here. When he says something about playing 100 snaps, then you better be ready to play 100 snaps. So, you know, for the guys that have been here and been doing it all the time, they're used to it. The new guys that come in, they have to figure out a way to handle it. But I also see that our guys do a pretty good job with it and understanding what we expect out of them from play to play and snap to snap and getting it handled. So, just excited right now to be competitive and have our kids in the position to win games. And that's going to be the key Friday night, you know, get some turnovers, give ourselves a chance to score and hold them. We're going to have to play tough defense, you know. Don't give up a ton of big plays. We gave up quite a few Friday night against Tip. People, you know, doing it for the first time are cramping up. But I think overall we got some kids that can handle it, and we're going to go here and hopefully we can shock some people.
Frederica Knights voyage to the heart of Georgia to take on Stratford Academy this upcoming Friday night. Road game number 2 on the season. Kickoff at 7:30. You know what? Just 95-16. It's not too bad of a transition. Let's get as many of the road nights as possible.
Yeah, we can get a huge crowd there. That would be great because, you know, this last Friday night that crowd was outstanding. So, you know, the kids really feed off of that. And I know it's a long way, but at the same time, go out there and support them. You know, so hopefully we get a good crowd. And we go up there and we can execute, do our job, come back victorious, and get ready to reload for next week. So that's our goal, is come back and be 3-1 and ready to go play. So I think we got that chance, and I think our kids have done a pretty good job this week. We've cautioned them on the letdown game after playing such a hard game. We've really been over the talking about the letdown and going over it. I think today was a little blood at the beginning, but it got really crisp at the end. I thought we did a pretty good job of battling through it. So hopefully tomorrow we dial it in and we get ready to go and we clean it all up.
Coach, once again, thank you for your time. Always a pleasure to have you here on Wednesday night, 7:30, at the beautiful pavilion of St. Simon's Island's finest football program, Frederick Academy Knights. Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll see you all Friday. We'll see you next Wednesday. Signing off after Coach says those last two magic words.
Go Knights.